This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony, where we honor one guest each week who honored us with a phenomenal appearance, maybe some jokes, some type of wacky take on society. You know, a lot of times I get on the air, talk to people, and like we form like a hypothesis. Like, I don't know, this is what I would do to fix the thing. Well, anyway, one of my favorite people to do that with, a frequent guest on my TV show, is a regular every Tuesday on this very show. I am talking about Brian Brenberg, the pride of Minnesota, who we really dove into it this week about, you know, when America might have peaked, what we're doing wrong, how we could fix things. And a lot of it falls under the umbrella of pretty much everything I say every day, which is just chill the F out. But I definitely think we got to the heart of when we peaked. I don't know that we've solved all of society's problems, but we definitely had a good time exploring an era where society certainly seemed to have a lot less of them, or at the very least, we certainly seem to dwell more on the positives than the very divisive political negatives. So for that reason, the sheer escapism, the lunacy of this hang is why Brian Brenberg gets the Fox Across America Game Ball. Guys, are you the same guy that you were 10 years ago? Everybody's been there. You wake up one morning, you feel like you're getting old, man. Stuff hurts. What do? One idea is to use the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T because it will revive your energy. It'll power up the workouts, might even put the old fire back in the bedroom. Hey, girl, your old self is back. You'll feel amazing on this stuff. So tap the brakes on the aging process because every day that passes is a day you lose testosterone. That means less muscle, means less energy, and it does mean less get up and go in the bedroom. And are you really ready to lose all of it? The shape, the muscle, the energy. Are you ready to get old? Okay, you don't have to. You can slow it down with Nugenix Total T. It boosts free and total testosterone. It helps you get the old fire back at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Nugenix Total T testosterone booster with Tesner. It'll help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life and prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There is nothing to lose. Get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat and get lean fast. It is absolutely free. Your complimentary bottle awaits. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Jimmy. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
I did win that. It kind of felt like a charity case.
It was not a charity case.
Because I went back and watched a tape. I saw who was sitting next to me. Their performances were clearly better.
You're talking about Corinne and Tudor Dixon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's two things you got going for you. Okay. One is no one wants to cover the ladies up with that big yellow jacket.
I consider that charity to the audience.
Tudor, you know, shows up like she's getting paid in singles, and we love her for it, and she might be. She's great. She'd admit to it on the show. And Corinne's a lot of fun just the same. But no, we had a long talk about this because you understand the way the show works, and when we're closing in on the yellow jacket, my EP Victor, who you know well, he always offers me an opinion that I might go with, I might get away from. But they were emphatic. They were emphatic that you were the anchor on the panel,
wow.
So you got the jacket. Believe me, do you think I want to give you that jacket?
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you want to, but it's an obligation.
The yellow jacket is an opportunity for me to go do like I'm the old – who's the guy who hosted Family Feud that used to make out with all the women?
Yeah.
I can't think of it off the – No. That's Price is Right, Mikey. You can't ask the 12-year-old.
Mikey, come
booth.
On, man.
Mikey
come on,
just
Mikey.
Said Bob Barker. What'd you say?
Bob Barker?
Yeah. But why do we not know? Of course we know the answer.
No,
everyone
the
on the
Price
radio is losing
right
their
guy.
Minds screaming at the actual radio.
Family Feud guy.
Yeah, Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson.
everyone in the car right now is like, Richard Dawson!
You idiots!
It's the worst feeling when they not getting the thing that you know.
I know.
So anyway, Richard Dawson's kiss all ladies. So the yellow jacket, I'm obviously not kissing these women in a Me Too era. But you go by, here's a little jacket for the scantily clad lady. It's a nice moment for America. Away we go. So believe me, you're not the first or second choice in that situation. you certainly earned the yellow jacket.
Yeah,
so
well,
congratulations.
I take it. Thanks, man. And I do want to be announced that way from now on. One-time winner.
Oh, man. If you just
I'm going to sign my name, yellow, like Brian Brembrick, yellow jacket, like HOF.
Yeah, you know they do HOF.
Like the Hall of Fame. I'm a
84.
Yellow jacket guy.
Do you know that I sign things with my taxi medallion? And that's a total takeoff from what you just said.
Dude, really?
Yes, I will write. I won't say it on the air because people will know because I sign my books in Walmarts around the country and leave them on the shelf. If you want a copy of Cancel Culture Dictionary and you're near a Walmart, go. You might find an autographed copy. Dude. I signed about 200 of them around the country this year.
Wow.
And I just leave them there because somebody might find it and it's a goof, but you'll know it's mine because my medallion number is in there. And you
that's
can
amazing.
Contact me and go like, hey, what's your? I'll be like, what's my medallion number?
Yeah.
And that's how you
verify
know.
Yourself.
Come on, man. You get a certificate of authenticity. I mean, the actual certificate of authenticity is just how bad the handwriting and the grammar is.
No,
in the
it's
note.
True.
Like, I don't
know. Misspellings all over the place.
He misspelled his name. Wow, this is going to be a hell of a book, huh? This is.
There was an editor. Don't worry.
There are two L's in Fela. Oh, man. Because they should have kept the editor on for the autograph signings, apparently. I don't know what's happening. Oh, Brian Brenberg's here. We're having a good time. So last night, since we're talking about late night comedy, you were, of course, a guest on the highest rated episode in the history of our show. How much credit do you take for that? Don't be modest. Let me talk to big TV star Brenberg, not the guy you've sold the public. How much credit?
I think the ratings would be about 500,000 higher if you would have cleared out everybody else from the show, including
you.
Yourself.
That's the Brenberg we know. I kid, but wouldn't it be great if you went heel? Do you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
But what was so funny about that show, and I meant to mention this on the air and I didn't, okay, is there was a specific demo listening to that show that was, it was definitely their favorite episode. It's the guys in the audience that are pro wrestling fans.
Oh, for sure.
Because we inadvertently wound up with so much pro. Bret Baier talked about the Macho Man Randy Savage.
We built on that.
We were talking in the A block about Trump changing his name to Big Don. And then I think you brought back a Macho Man reference later in the show. Everybody, Davey up at WIBX was probably like headbutting the screen. He was
sure.
So excited.
Oh, yeah.
Because Davey has a Hulkamania workout set. Remember those weights?
He has one?
I guarantee you Davey does, I know Davey. But back to my theory.
24-inch pythons on that guy, too.
Forget about it. Hulkamania running wild. I love the Hulkster. And I give Bret Baier credit for saying Macho Man, because that's the cooler pick of all of them.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But make no mistake about it. The Hulkster was the face of America.
Yeah.
Forget wrestling. At the peak, the Hulkster was a big deal.
I don't think the Macho Man could have carried the weight that Hulk carried, but he could play a great role in that that solar system.
Yeah, he was an intercontinental champion for a period of time.
Which is no small thing.
It's
let's not undercut
and
that.
And he's intercontinental, but at a time when Russia and America were fighting over intercontinental ballistic missiles.
It's a big deal.
It was Hulk Hogan who stood toe-to-toe with Nikolai Volkov. It was Hulk Hogan who toppled the Iron Sheik. It was Hulk Hogan who came into I Am a Real American. He was the face of probably the peak of this country. Like, if you want to talk about it, and we've talked about it before, okay? Reagan's the president.
Right.
Hulk Hogan's the champ. Okay? The Chicago Bears are doing the Super Bowl shuffle. You know, it didn't age well, but The Cosby Show, quite a hit, Brenberg. Quite a hit.
Before we knew.
I mean, peak Cosby, just so you know, was getting 60 million viewers.
Unbelievable.
Triple the Seinfeld finale was the Cosby Weekly audience at the peak of America. Okay,
what a time.
Maximum strength America. You know when the Beastie Boys sang Fight for Your Right to Party? Same year Hulk Hogan was the champion. We're talking 87.
Unreal.
Things are looking good. Run DMC, Tougher Than Leather, so they sing Walk This Way with Aerosmith. Like, there's no one could tell me we didn't peak at a country then. Maybe we can recapture some of that by adopting the same sensibility, but we're not there right now.
That's
Do you know
right.
how much fun it was? And it was integrated. Because Cosby was the first sitcom about an upper middle class black family of means that was the highest rated. It was not only the first one, but it was the biggest one. It was huge. We were integrated.
Can I tell you, and the thing, if you run a thread through all of that,
uh-huh.
every one of those things or guys were just great.
Yes, that's
like
it.
We love them because they were great entertainers, great singers. Yep. They were funny. They were great athletes. Mm-hmm. But it was greatness, and it's like the most powerful integrator.
Yep.
Is greatness and recognizing that.
Thank you. Michael Jordan took off from the free throw line, and we weren't like, wow, he's black. We were like, wow, he took off from the free throw line. Thank you. It mattered.
It did. Okay. That's the secret sauce of America.
That's what people are getting wrong, but that's where a meritocracy is so important. Because if the best of the best is the priority, you're going to have representation because the best comes from everywhere. The best comes from everywhere.
Well, and the best does things you never thought of before.
Yeah,
like the shoes. Like the best comes up with the shoes. They come up with the music.
Thank you.
Because you're looking for the best. You're not looking to fill a category.
Mm-mm. So that's the point. Brian Brenberg's in studio. Yellow Jacket winner. He is, of course, being interviewed by New York Times bestselling author Jimmy Failla. We're working all the credits in now. That's all we got. But the point being is when you prioritize meritocracy, okay, as a whole, as a government, as a society, as an everything, you're going to get representation. And this idea, this is where like DEI is such a fool's errand, is because it's approaching society from the standpoint that races couldn't make it on their own, which we know is not the truth. We're so far past that mindset.
Right.
You would almost argue like it's like reverse, it's like neo-progressism. You know, it's like reverse segregation in a sense. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And we have so much evidence to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much evidence, so many great stories to prove. You don't have to, there's no quota you got to fill.
Nope.
Just create a moment where somebody can step up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you call it Detroit, right? When you talk about music, you could, you talk about Atlanta, you could talk about LA. I don't care what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get something and you're like, my mind is blown.
Yeah. And that's the point people are missing the boat on. What I think what they're doing, and this is what bothers me, is we're pretending it hasn't already happened a billion times. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's happened a billion times. A billion.
We need to get to the place where everybody's like, no, we were there. It was the 80s. It was awesome. You were actually there too. What happened to you?
Go watch the Rio the World video. It's literally every race and ethnicity known to man, and they're the biggest stars in the world coming together to address world hunger. That's 1984. Do you know who the front man of the We Are the World movement is? It's Lionel Richie. He wrote it with Michael Jackson.
Yes.
And he went over to Michael Jackson's house, the greatest story in the world, and Bubbles the Chimp was in a bad mood. It's the greatest story in the world. And Michael wants him to go talk to Bubbles because Bubbles in a bad mood. He tells a story. It's so great. And he's like, yo, man, I don't want to see no chimp. I got to write this song. But he can't concentrate. It's a real story because Michael Jackson had a talking bird and the bird was yelling at his dog. This is in the documentary. If you haven't seen it, it's The Greatest Night in Pop Culture is what it's called. And Lionel Richie's talking about how he's trying to write the song, but Michael Jackson's bird keeps yelling shut up to the dog because the dog's barking and the bird's going shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. And the dog is losing its mind because the dog doesn't even hear shut up. It's just like, you know, if one dog barks, the other dog barks. So the dog only speaks woof. So he says, he thinks the bird's woofing, he's woofing. Oh, we're barking now? Oh, you know how that works with dogs? Oh, sorry. Oh, we're barking. Give me a second. We're barking. Woof, woof, woof. They don't know what they're barking at. They don't know why. And so anyway, we are the world, the peak of diversity, addressing world hunger by deploying the most talented musicians we have. And we actually confront a collective crisis head on and do something about it. And we didn't need any initiative. We didn't need any DEI. We just needed the meritocracy to speak for itself.
Do you know who gave us the DEI? I'll tell you who gave it to us. It's the no-talent people.
Yeah, probably.
The no-talent people, because
they
can't even figure it out.
I'll give it to you. It's the Moneyball of society, because Moneyball reconfigured baseball for the guys who couldn't hit, run, and throw. They're like, all right, this guy strikes out all the time, but he doesn't hit into double plays if he strikes out all the time. Am I right? Let's get a bunch of guys who can strike out all the time, Anthony. You know what I mean? That's great. That's what they were doing. Well, this guy strikes out everybody, but, you know, the pitch counts are high. So
that's
let's get a guy who doesn't strike out everybody, lower pitch counts. Hey, I'm in the majors now. It's weird. But they've lowered the quality of everything to make it more accessible, but the product suffers as a whole.
It does. We're run. This world is governed by no talent people whose main goal is to keep talented people from showing them what they could never imagine.
They're holding us down. Well, at least they're trying to.
Which is another 80s theme that we need to recover.
Ain't nobody going to break my style. Ain't nobody going to slow me down. I mean, you think about that. I know it. No one has broken my style. I broke it myself. Thank you very much. It is irreparably damaged, my style. But no one's slowing us down. We're talking to Brian Bremberg. So maybe that is the answer when you take it full circle. Because I was talking to you on the show Saturday night about how me and Lincoln only refer to Trump as Big Don in public. The reason we call Trump Big Don, for you, the listener, is because there is a name fatigue with Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, he's above water in favorability ratings in a Harvard poll for the first time since he entered politics.
Unbelievable.
Which is an incredible testament to the ineptitude of Washington. Because they've attacked him for every second of his political existence. Yeah. They have blitzed every down. Every down. At times, Trump has been blitzed by his own offensive line. Okay? He has been blitzed by everybody. Every down. And he's still in the pocket, taking the hits, throwing the passes. But that being said, if he has a little bit of a name recognition issue, do you think there is any value in, we talked about it on the air in a fleeting moment, but should we just start collectively referring to him as Big Don as a means of cartooning him a little bit?
Well, again, if you're going back to the standard of 80s wrestling, that's one of the ways that you break out of the staleness of whatever you've gotten into. You can reinvent.
Yes, you can.
You get a new headband. Mm-hmm. You get a new name.
Yep.
You get maybe a new sidekick.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a snake or something. Oh, I don't know. I mean, we can
Tim
get crazy.
The snake, Scott.
That's right.
He's going to show up with a snake now. Tim the Snake Scott.
But that's, you know, that's how you do the reinvention. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, people look at you through a new light.
That's very important. I mean, think of this, okay, since we'll go full 80s. The whole hook of ZZ Top videos is that they'd find some milquetoast, middle-of-the-road gal working a job, and these three hot chicks would show up in that old panhead, the car. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And they'd take her for a makeover, and she'd come back with, like, teased hair and leggings and blown out and the eyeshadow and the silver lipstick. And everybody was like, my gosh, what is that? And it's reinvention. So we need to ZZ Top the Trump campaign. Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, I'm just, you know, we probably got some great examples of rock bands who were big in the 70s or 60s, you know, Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship.
Ooh.
Heart, the 70s Heart is very different than the 80s Heart, but you could argue they're both great in different ways.
They are really great. That's the point. So maybe what we're looking at here, if the Trump campaign's listening, and there's a good chance they probably are. I mean, let's face it.
They should be.
When you want direction in the general election, they're like, hey, Tony, you know that guy who plays video games in his 40s? This guy's his friend, comes on.
The yellow jacket guy's on. Tune in. He might have something to say.
I'm telling you, we're going to win this thing. We're going to win this thing. Well, anyway, though, if they are listening, that's a really good note. It's an 80s makeover. Because this is the truth. Because the campaigning is so negative now, the side that's going to win in the general, because it's going to be a thin margin, is going to be the fun side, the cool side. It's just unequivocally true. People are calibrated to have fun, and there's nothing this nation has enjoyed more than the 80s. Nothing. Collectively, because we were so integrated. The 80s is the decade where the Super Bowl came of age. It was a thing.
Yep.
It was prominent.
It's true.
But it wasn't infused with, like, Wendy's Where's the Beef commercials till the 80s.
That's right.
They weren't recording rap songs on behalf of a team until the 80s.
That's right.
And that's when you started to see the animals in the commercials and the everything in between. So if you could make America the 80s again, you know what I'm saying?
That somebody should go with that slogan.
Yeah.
Like somebody should put that on a hat.
I'll give you a good hat. I was telling the story earlier, and I didn't finish it, and I owe this to the listeners. I was doing a book signing with Dana Perino in Little Point. A guy showed up to the event with a hat. It was a red, what looked like a MAGA hat, and the actual font of Trump, and it said, "Relax, it's just a hat, a-hole."
I want that hat so
hat.
Badly for New York City.
I gotta find that.
I've gotta have that hat. Oh, that would be awesome.
It's just a hat.
All right, that's gonna do it for the Fox Sports America Game Bowl presentation ceremony. You better watch Fox News Saturday night this weekend. It is on at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday. If you miss it, there's a replay at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. You know I need the ratings, boo. And it's a wild time. Jenny Fallon is going to be on. Drea Di Matteo from The Sopranos. We got Kilmeade on. A couple of wacky comics. Emily Campagna will be there half in the bag. Definitely worth checking it out. Give it a go. I will see you on the TV.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.